You're listening to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Matt Jackford. I'm joined by Andre Raphael, maestro of the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra. Maestro, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Matt.
So the Wheeling Symphony has a lot of buzz lately, including preparation for their final concert of the season, as well as the announcement of their 2015-2016 season, which includes a co-commission of a new piano concerto by Kenneth Fuchs called The Spiritualist. But first, let's talk about this upcoming concert, which will be May 15th at the Wheeling Capitol Theater. Now, I know one of these pieces you all are playing is La Sindone by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Maestro, why don't you give us a bit of a background on this piece?
Well, this piece was originally composed by Pärt in 2005, and he wrote it for the Olympics in Turin. And he became very inspired by this idea of La Sindone, the shroud of Turin, which is said to contain the imprint of Christ's face. And so it's an incredibly moving work. It's a work that's interestingly enough written for strings, one trumpet and one trombone, and then percussion. There are no woodwinds. And it gives this piece, something of a feel, of an archaic feel in certain passages in the main section, but then very dramatic, sort of heartfelt, wrenching sounds at the end of the work and ends very peacefully. It's really a stunning sort of work to be able to bring to the concert hall, because it was withdrawn by Pärt at one point. So this is really a new version of the work that we'll be performing on May the 15th.
Yeah, this piece is, yeah, I think you hit it right. It's very moving. It's got a lot of heavy emotion, and it has tragedy. How do you plan on bringing out all of these emotions for, you know, such an extended amount of time? I believe the piece is around 15 minutes. How do you keep up the endurance?
Well, I think in Pärt's music, one of the things that he alternates, for example, at the beginning of this piece, which is, as you mentioned, very dramatic, after that introduction, the music becomes a bit more diffuse, much quieter, almost like Renaissance music in some ways. And so to find that kind of differentiation of texture, I think, is very important. Also to find the sense of line in that music that he's creating by separating very small elements. You know, an instrument in the orchestra may be only playing one or two notes, but when combined with the others, it makes a full theme. So to find the differentiation between those elements and those textures, I think, is the real thing that helps to bring this music to life. I think he thought a bit about how to delineate various parts of the crucifixion. I really do. And I think that he also thought about the sort of pain, as it were, that must have been part of this. You know, we know that Pärt is a composer and as a man is an incredibly religious man. And so it's remarkable the way he then, after much tension, then finds a way to resolve very quietly at the end.
Yeah, it's a very spiritual and moving piece, and has that absolutely astonishing ending. So you're also playing Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto and Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, which are hefty loads just by themselves, right? So who do you have coming in playing the piano concerto?
Norman Krieger will be the soloist. He's a wonderful pianist, and Norman and I have known each other for many years, but this will be our first time working together, so it'll be a real treat to hear him.
Let's take a quick listen to Norman Krieger performing Chopin Etude No. 1 in A-flat major.
Classic romantic repertoire, music, no question, but classic from the standpoint that everybody knows this music, and it's great to be able to offer this concerto, this Rachmaninoff third piano concerto, on the closing program of the season.
That's nice. You'll be featuring the piano concerto, and then Bartok, you get to feature the entire orchestra and feature all the members, right?
Well, that was very much in mind on this program, this idea of having what is certainly one of the major concertos in the piano literature, with the Rachmaninoff Third, and then, you know, having this concerto for orchestra, which really features the orchestra, you know, in virtuoso type symphonic writing. I'm always fascinated in this piece by not only the structure of the music, and the particularly in the first and fifth movements and the way he builds excitement, but also in his use, of course, of folk music. And through that folk music, finding highly expressive means of using the instruments of the orchestra.
Yeah, that's on May 15th, 8 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater. Go check that out.